MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 17, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. State sounds alarm on migrant housing crisis. Lynn Police addressing gang-related violence.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, a North Shore coach records her 300th win.
All right, thanks, Bill. Mix of clouds and sun today. Temperatures near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:31 p.m. Governor Maura Healey yesterday announced that by the end of October, the state will no longer be able to add additional units to its emergency shelter system for families experiencing homelessness. For months, the state's emergency family shelter system has been expanding at an unsustainable rate to meet rising demand, driven by increasing numbers of newly arriving migrant families and slower exits of families in long-term emergency shelter stays. The state will not be able to accommodate more than 7,500 families, or approximately 24,000 individuals, and will likely hit this number by the end of the month. As of October 16, there are nearly 7,000 families with children and pregnant women in emergency shelter, including newly arrived migrant families and longtime Massachusetts residents. About half of the individuals in emergency shelter are children. Governor Healey also announced several actions that her administration is taking ahead of this next phase of the emergency shelter system, including appointing Lieutenant General L. Scott Rice as Emergency Assistance Director and prioritizing helping families who have been in shelter long-term to exit into more permanent housing options. Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll kicked off STEM Week at Boston University's Center for Computing and Data Sciences yesterday. Governor Maura Healey says that there are many events in the state this week promoting science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
We know that STEM education is going to play a huge role in making that happen. It's our students who will be the ones coming up with bold, innovative climate solutions that we need. We need even more young people in STEM driving this work. Your STEM future is our STEM future. Even if you don't see yourself in STEM yet, you will by the end of this week. With our Office of Education, we'll be working in partnership to highlight all kinds of STEM career pathways, great pathways, applied learning opportunities, and so much more, including internships. So make sure to follow along at hashtag MassSTEMWeek and look out for events in your community. For more information, you can go to mass.gov/STEMWeek.
Governor Maura Healey. In transportation news, the MBTA will be starting public hearings on a project that could connect the North Shore's Blue Line to the Red Line. The city of Lynn is trying to combat food insecurity. James Bartlett of the Daily Item writes today that a new food policy council will provide policy and programmatic recommendations to the mayor and city councilors. The council is also hoping for the city to receive additional state and federal funding. The Lynn Police Department responded to multiple serious shootings over the summer. Chief Chris Reddy appeared this week with Danielle Vittori of Lynn TV to reassure the community about its public safety.
The recent incidents that we've experienced are largely a reflection of the prevalence of illegal guns and the gun violence problem that we're experiencing in urban communities across the nation. We are working really aggressively to address those issues. Our officers have done, I think, some fantastic work. I'm happy to say that the number of incidents of shots fired in our community so far to date is down this year, 2023, as compared to 2022. Our officers have seized over 36 firearms, and they continue to do really good work in that area. A lot of the violent crime that we're experiencing has been gang involved or otherwise involved in that particular issue, which is a sort of a growing problem, gang involvement in our community, as well as in other communities in this county.
Chief Reddy adds the department is putting a focus on gang-related crime.
We have added additional personnel to our gang unit. They're working really hard, not only on the enforcement end, but also they're engaging with our partners at LISOA and ROCA to address at-risk youth and do outreach and to inform their families if they see kids who are engaged in that activity and to try to make their families aware so they can steer towards a better path. In addition, we're working with the State Police Gang Unit. They have an irregular presence in our community in recent months, and that's going to continue. They've been tremendous partners. And we have also strengthened our partnerships with the federal law enforcement agencies, and there's really good work going on there. So we're approaching it from multiple fronts, and I just want the community to know that I think that the investigators are doing tremendous work, and up until this recent spat of incidents, we had not had a single homicide until late August, which is really a good result.
Lynn Police Chief Chris Reddy. And Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr told MSO News on Monday that the Senate is about to debate the payroll transparency bill.
This is a pretty basic bill, but it's one that's very important in terms of achieving pay equity, particularly between the genders in Massachusetts. And so the essence of the bill is to require when a job is advertised that the salary range be disclosed. And it also would protect people who asked what the salary range is from being retaliated against. And the notion is that a lot of times there's a disparity in what men are being paid for a job and what women are being paid for a job. And so the hope of this bill is that by requiring the range to be disclosed to everyone, either if they're applying for a new job or the candidate for promotion in an existing job situation, the idea is everyone will have the opportunity to know what the salary range is so that they can take steps to make sure that they get properly compensated if they choose to accept the job. Now, the bill also has other requirements, reporting basically information, Rick, that employers over 100 people report now to the federal government. The bill would require them to report that to the Secretary of State, with the notion that we would also compile that information at the state level and make it available so that we shine a bright light on what people are getting paid in Massachusetts in their jobs, so that we can use that illumination and use that education as a tool to try to close the gap and close the disparity between what people are getting paid who are essentially doing the same job.
State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Bill Newell on sports is next with news on Essex Tech's milestone win this past weekend.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics will host the Knicks tonight in an exhibition game at the Garden. The 2-0 Bruins are off until Thursday's game on the road at the Sharks. And the New England Patriots will host Buffalo Sunday at 1. A shout-out to Peabody volleyball coach Lisa Keene today. Yesterday, she picked up her 300th coaching win when the Tanners picked up a 3-0 decision over Swampscott. We have a photo down below in our sports section on this post from yesterday's celebration. Earlier this season, we talked with Coach Keene on how they only returned 3 players off of last year's team, but they're still winning.
I think it stems from actually last year's team setting the tone and those 3 players working off that tone of working hard, really reaching down deep at times and taking this team now places that it hasn't been. We worked really, really hard in practice, and we always choose different things from a game situation, things that didn't go well, and we work the next day on any of those things.
Peabody volleyball coach Lisa Keene, again, congrats on win number 300. Essex Tech joined the Cape Ann League this school year. Last weekend, they picked up their first win in the league in football. Coach Dan Connors.
The Cape Ann has definitely made us faster, and they made us grow up. They've made us grow up faster. Mm-hmm. We're an extremely young team. We're starting 7 or 8 sophomores. And like I said in the beginning, it's the mistakes that other teams would make that we play are not happening in the Cape Ann. So it's forcing us to be more consistent. It's forcing us to be tougher mentally and physically. So that's really where you see the improvement.
Connors shares a closer look at the Hawks and their skill players.
Definitely Jacoby Castanelli-Terasuwick. He He usually throws for 100 and runs for 100 every game. He's been really consistent in getting better every week as a passer. You see his interception numbers and his turnover numbers go down. And obviously, Jake Gilbert is our fullback. He's the most consistent running back that we have. Just a real big bruising fullback, which is, you know, it's hard to kind of face him every week. So we really kind of found our way with that.
Then there are the linemen that make it all happen.
I would say that that our most consistent linemen have been center Mike McDonough, who's a senior, really carved a role out for himself this year. And the two guards, Victor Ortiz is a junior, and Ben Torney, who's a sophomore, have been just like the biggest cogs in that offensive line. They never get mentioned, especially that there's a couple of young guys on that offense get mentioned, but they've been really consistent.
Essex Tech football coach Dan Connors. Essex Tech beat Hamilton Wenham last week. On Friday, they travel to North Reading. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Tuesday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.